Hey guys, welcome to the CRE Project Podcast.
Good morning, CRE Project Podcast listeners. This is Gannon Kaufman, and I am here with my co-host and today's guest on the show,
Clayton King.
Fantastic. We are starting this podcast with the hopes of providing you all actionable, real, applicable content that you can implement in your businesses, information that you can use as you consider the commercial real estate industry as a career choice, beginning developers, seasoned developers, things that are working in today's business that you can implement and start using in your daily life. So we wanted to provide you with some background on Clayton today so we can just get to know our host. So with that being said, Clayton, can you give us a brief background on who you are, how you got started in the business, and what you're working on today?
Sure. Thanks, Gannon, for being my co-host, first off.
My pleasure.
Hello, everyone. Name is Clayton King. I am an active commercial real estate broker in the state of New Mexico. I've also done a few different developments in the state as well, so I'm kind of dipping my toe in the water, if you will, in that field and space of commercial real estate. Really, I've been in the business my whole life. So I grew up, my family started a retail business that was very successful back in the 60s, basically all the way through the 80s. Ended up buying all of our real estate. The business ended up closing in 1989, and we were left with a plethora of real estate, larger box real estate throughout the Southwest. And yep. I grew up touring vacancies and meeting tenants and going to showings and all sorts of good stuff.
So it's in your blood.
Yeah, so it's in my blood. Grew up in Albuquerque here in Southwest Colorado for a portion of my childhood. Went to school in Texas and decided that I wanted to move back to the mountains. So here I am back in Albuquerque and loving life. I've been brokering real estate now for about 8 years and specialize in retail. And if I want to just take it a step further, I'd say I specialize in mainly national tenant rep. So,
fantastic.
Yeah.
So tell our listeners just briefly. Some of the listeners may be new to real estate, considering real estate, interested in commercial real estate. What were some of the challenges you faced getting into the business, and what do you think, just off the surface, some of the things it takes to be successful in this business are?
Well, I think it's a great question. I mean, anyone that you talk to that's in commercial real estate will tell you there is a higher barrier to entry. I think time is your biggest friend and your biggest enemy at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, when you start in this industry, our most valuable asset and commodity is always time. And you have a lot of it when you're starting. However, it takes a lot of time to get anywhere in this business.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because it's a high caliber business. I mean, you're doing high volume transactions. People are trading millions and millions of dollars, and you're asking them to trust you in your decision. And honestly, there's really nothing else that can achieve obtaining that trust other than time and experience. It's just the truth. I mean, there could be a little bit of luck played in there, but that's just a factor of it. I think one of the biggest hurdles as well for a lot of young people getting in this business is finding a mentor.
Absolutely. That's a great point.
It's an extremely tough thing to do. And yep. I think we are blessed in today's time that we have platforms like what we're creating at the CRE Project or other real estate platforms where people can tune in and learn. I mean, just think about, quote unquote, back in the day. I mean, you didn't have this free information and this free knowledge flowing,
right,
that you could just tune in on a daily basis, weekly basis, and learn, know.
And mentorship is a time compressor, right?
It
helps you achieve your goals quicker, sooner. So
absolutely,
whether you come out of pocket and you pay directly for it, or you spend time and energy and personal resources providing value to that said mentor, whatever, either way.
I mean, it's, and that's what I've told everybody is, you know, getting into this business, you know, my main, I had an absolutely fantastic mentor, and I'm still blessed to this day that I had such a great mentor. But you know, my main goal when I started with him was I wasn't focused on money. I mean, I told him that, and I told the CEO of the first company that I worked at, like, money is a factor, no doubt.
Yeah.
But right now, like, all I care about is learning.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I care about. Just let me, you know, just let me sit in your office and learn everything and bring business to you. Like, yeah. You know, let me just add. I mean, my main goal when I first started was how can I add value to this individual that's spending their time, you know, to coach me.
There you go.
So, and I think that's the most important thing that I would tell people starting out is if you have the mindset with the, I think a lot of people oftentimes like have the wrong viewpoint on mentorship. I think they feel, I mean, first off, I think we live in a really entitled society as it is, but I think people start, you know, at a firm or in any type of job and say, okay, well, you know, it's your duty to educate me, you know?
Right.
And it's like, yes, you're looking at them, you know, as a vehicle to become more educated in the business, but it's not their duty to do that. I mean, you need to give them a return on their time and their effort,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
So, anyway.
Well, great.
That's probably an extended answer.
No, it's important. It's really important. I mean, and you're all, you know, you make valid points. So with that being said, let's talk a little bit about where you started and what you're doing now. You know, were you doing shop space leasing? Were you doing tenant rep just from the start? And then as that transitioned, you know, just tell us about maybe one of your most recent developments, because that's fun and exciting. And,
yeah.
And people are like, how do I make the big bucks?
Yeah,
you know, what are you doing now?
Great question. So I'm still learning every day.
There you go. Stay humble.
Yeah, and we'll do that till probably the day I die.
Yep.
You know, started out exactly right. You know, just hungry. You know, extremely hungry, and I worked on anything I possibly could. I knew I wanted to do retail. I just knew I wanted to do retail. So, and most people start off leasing shop space, and it's, you know, one of the less desirable aspects of our business, just because deals are smaller, you're oftentimes dealing with, you know, newer startup companies, which, you know, is fun in a sense because there's that entrepreneurial approach. However, you know, finances,
yep,
with some startups can be challenging. The quality of space you're showing isn't great.
Right.
But, you know,
If you got big picture goggles,
well,
on.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. And again, from the entitlement perspective, like, everyone needs to start there because you got to, you know, I remember showing space in an old crappy little center that had literally, I mean, I'm not joking, hundreds of black widows, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I had to go in there and sweep it up, clean it up. You know, I remember going to Walgreens and buying frickin' Febreze.
Yeah.
And spray, and I got at least, you know what I mean? But, you know, you got to be creative. I mean, that's what makes you good at what you do, is working on challenging stuff.
Yeah. I remember just real quickly to add on to that. I remember one time I was trying to get a listing and the guy had a C store on the corner that I really wanted to bring to market, and his power had been turned off and he had ice creams in the freezer that had been sitting there for 3 days. So I went in on the weekend and helped him clean the nasty dairy, and I told my QB, and she said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm just trying to get a client, you know, but we were doing whatever it took, right?"
Yeah. And I mean, and that's what it takes, you know. So you start out there, but the most important thing is, you know, being confident enough, smart enough, strategic enough to build your business and not get stuck in that, you know, working on that 1,500 square foot space, you know. And there's a lot of people that special, and like I said, it's not a terrible side of the business, but if you really want to scale in the business, you got to focus on bigger things, you know.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, immediately the day I started, again, going back to my mentor, I went into his office and just said, "Hey, you know, I really have this attraction to National Concepts, you know." And I went to college in San Antonio, and I remember going into my cube, which had literally a laptop and a phone, And that's it. And I got a piece of paper and I wrote down every single national restaurant concept, national regional restaurant concept that was not in Albuquerque, that was in San Antonio, that I really liked. And I went, you know, went back into his office, said, okay, here's the list. And I said, you know, I will reach out to all these people, but I want to draft the email. I want to send it to you. I want you to, you know, again, craft it. And I did it. I did the work. Again, he helped me. I did the work in reaching out to people. And I mean, it just really took fire. And you know, ever since then, I've been really focusing on national, you know, restaurant tenant rep is what, again, what I would say I specialize in, from a brokerage standpoint. And then, you know, I'm continuing to push the envelope with myself personally and going out and trying to, you know, buy dirt and
right.
develop property and going through the entitlement process. So now that's a whole different side of the business. But I truly believe in this business, the best people in this business are multidimensional.
You know,
they understand the entitlement side of things. They understand the financial side of things. They understand, to a certain extent, the legal side of things. They just have a really good understanding of a lot of different things.
Yeah. So it sounds like you jumped right into prospecting off the bat, and now your prospecting is still active, just a different focus.
Correct. Yeah. And I mean, it's a tough thing. I mean, for a lot of people that are listening, they could be in the business for 3 years, and you know, they're saying, okay, I want to scale, but it's hard and it's scary to give up listings and start delegating stuff to, you know, younger people in the business, because that's been your income. You know,
right.
You've worked your freaking tail off, you know, to get to the point that you're at, and you're like, okay, I don't want to give up these, you know, these listings that I have, even though there may be, you know, 1,500 square feet and not the best use of my time. It's still scary because that's where I've created income for myself these past 3 years. So, but anyway, I tell everyone that's getting into the business is I think that you should have a decent portion of your business be shops, but you need to have half of your business, if not more, focused on higher caliber stuff.
Sure.
You know, going after higher caliber tenant accounts, you know, working on higher caliber shopping centers and box space.
There
so,
you
or, you know, wherever you feel like there's more wealth in your segment. So,
In addition to real estate, you are a husband and father, right?
I am.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that side of your life. I mean, and how does that work into the business?
You know, I will tell you, I never, I always thought that negotiating real estate deals are tough.
Yeah.
Until I had a toddler.
There you go. How old's your boy?
So he just turned 2.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a young father and proud husband. I have a beautiful wife. Personally, you know, life's great.
That's great.
It's a friggin' blast being a dad.
That's great.
Challenging. Takes up a lot of time, but it's definitely time that I'm glad to give up.
There you go, man.
For sure.
There you go. Well, what are your goals looking forward to the future? I know we want to keep this short and sweet for our listeners. What are your, if you had a 5-year plan, what are you wanting to do? What's fun for you? How are we looking?
Well, I think, you know, I'm going to continue to scale my business. You know, I've always been attracted more to the development side of things. So, you know, again, dipping my toe in that. I see myself growing in that area. But continuing to just work on, you know, bigger accounts. But, you know, one thing that I really like about commercial real estate, and I think a lot of people overlook this, is, you know, you have the power and the capability as a developer and a broker to really change the landscape of your market, you know, and areas that have historically been, you know, just old and run down, nasty, crime ridden. You know, you've seen, you know, developers go in, develop new projects and totally change the landscape of a trade area and ultimately your market, you know? So that's something that I hold, kind of near and dear to my heart and what I do, you know what I mean?
Improving the world around you.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's just an important factor in what we do. And, you know, I'm passionate about, you know, what I do.
Yep.
And I think that's something that people can see.
And I can definitely speak to that. You are passionate and you enjoy doing what you do.
Yeah. And I think anybody that, is getting into the business, that's what I would tell you is, don't get into commercial real estate because, you think, oh, well, there's a lot of money to be made in it. And that's the truth. There's a ton of money to be made in it.
Yeah.
But you need to be passionate about what you do. I mean, I was, it's funny because I was working out this morning and I work in kind of like one of those high intensity class type of platforms at the gym. And, Michael Jackson came on. And, I was just sitting there and it's like, you can't help but just love this guy's music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you can't help but feel his passion and his emotion when he's singing.
Sure.
There's a lot of good singers out there. I mean, we have all these TV shows now and people come out and they're talented and they sing. But what ultimately makes him successful and a lot of people successful is the fact that you can feel his energy.
Oh, you
can feel that he loves what he's doing.
And he was an innovator.
And he just paved the way. So again, if you're getting into this business, it's a really exciting business. We want to share all sorts of valuable information with everyone out there. But be prepared to work and be passionate about the business, and I promise you there will be returns for sure.
If there is a broker, aspiring broker, director of real estate, restaurateur out there that wants to reach out to you, what's the best way for someone to get in contact with you?
Sure. So my email is clayton@base5retail.com.
And that's base 5, the number?
Correct. Yeah. So BASE, the number 5, retail.com. And the website's base5retail.com, obviously. And we'll put in the show notes. But yeah, I mean, again, I had a great mentor. I definitely want to pay that forward and, I'm willing to help anybody that needs some direction.
Well, thanks, my man, for being on the show. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to doing many more.
All right, guys. Signing off for now. Hope you enjoyed today's episode.
Talk to y'all soon.